T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. That woo sounded good. There was some vocal fry earlier in the show. Sounds like you got it cleaned up.
Trying to get this throat loose, man. Damn, Randy.
Good, man.
I've been congested, Andy, all right? And I've been shortchanging my girl Wendy, so I had to go in there and, you know, hawk some stuff up into the toilet real quick. I'm good, man.
You get some chamomile tea or anything like that, or is it just...
Andy Bunker, you've been knowing me a long time. Do I look like I've ever drank some damn chamomile tea?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't seem like anybody who would do that. Maybe some sweet tea occasionally from time to time, but probably not even that much anymore with the keto diet and all that
chamomile
stuff.
Chamomile tea.
Yeah, my bad. It sounded way better than earlier, so I was just... Yeah. Anyway, it does. It sounds really good. So a lot to get to here in the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us at 1:20, talk some Braves, talk some Atlanta United, too. I mean, Atlanta United has made some news this week. We'll get to an AMA coming up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram direct message. The phone lines will be open, 404-741-0929, to get to your questions. Coming up at 1:40 to close the show out, as we do every day. And I was thinking about this last night. I don't know if you ever have this. Do you ever look at other sports fans that just kind of get jealous of them?
No.
Like they get to experience stuff you haven't gotten to experience. You don't have friends that are, I don't know, diehard fans and maybe played football at schools that have won national championships recently. And it's like, damn it, I want that to be me. Like, because I was sitting there last night with Lily, right? She's what, 35 days old now? Mm-hmm. 36 days old, something like that. And she's a Braves fan. Her mom has planted that flag. She's a Braves fan. So she's been alive for 35 days. And her team has already made the playoffs.
Okay.
The last time the Mariners made the playoffs was 2001. She's been alive for 35 days, and her team's in the playoffs. I was a virgin the last time the Mariners went to the playoffs. That's how long ago it was. I got a child now. That's how long ago it was that the damn team
went
to the playoffs. What?
I was – hey, me too. Last time the Braves won a damn World Series, man. I was still –
So
you
there
know,
you go. All right.
I'm
so still, we're on the same page.
I'm still lying to the fellas on the back of the bus. Yeah, man. Yeah, you know.
Well, maybe this year's the year.
Don't ever get – hey, there's nothing more embarrassing to be 12, 13 years old and get caught in that lie. Because you know the one thing about 12 or 13-year-old little boys, they can't keep a damn secret. So they go and tell the girl, man, Randy said it, y'all. And then she got to bust you out at damn recess in front of everybody.
Yeah, and that's worse than if you wouldn't have lied in the first place.
Yes, because you walk away with the moat mouth.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's not what anybody wants. So don't lie. Don't lie about it. It'll happen for everybody. The Braves winning in the... Yuck. You know, some people are late bloomers, like the Braves. Maybe they'll win a World Series again this year. Anyway,
oh, God. It's okay, baby. We all late bloomers.
Some people, it happens earlier for others. Anyway, let's get to what's trending.
Watch out now.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Well, oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Fly ball, that is belted deep left center field. Ozuna's done it again. A 5 RBI night for Marcell Ozuna, and the Braves have scored 11.
Been huge. Absolutely incredible. Night in,
Night in, night out, he's putting up huge games. Those numbers are pretty impressive. And you know the DH sometimes works out for us. I know a lot of us like the NL rules, but it worked out well for us this year. He's been absolutely huge for us, being able to be in the lineup every single night. And when you have a couple guys in the middle of the lineup that you can pencil in every single day, that's big for a club.
Freddie Freeman talking about Marcell Ozuna, both of whom are MVP candidates and both of whom were fantastic last night as they have been all season long. I mean, look at these guys batting second and third in this lineup. Freddie's batting .347 with an on-base percentage of 46%. He's on base 46% of the time, Randy. You all right over there?
Oh, you got me hurt. You got me over in tears right now, man. And I'm trying to drink my water, and it went up my damn nose.
That's just how long it's been, all right? Marcell Ozuna, he's on base 41% of the time. He's got a slugging percentage of .630. I mean, the offense obviously going to carry. As far as the Braves go in the playoffs, it's going to be on the backs of those guys and the bullpen. And hopefully another wankster will have an out-of-body experience like Bryce Wilson did last night. But they're in the playoffs for the third consecutive year. They're the NL East champions for the third consecutive year. And what I liked about last night, and we talked about this earlier, was it seemed like business as usual. Like, you know, they're happy. They accomplished goal number one. But now it's time to really get down to business and accomplish what they set out to do last year and didn't do. And this year is get revenge and get past that first round playoff loss and see how far they can go. Hopefully all the way to a World Series.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the challenge is going to be the pitching and everything as far as that starting rotation and, you know, hoping that they can get you at least five bump. We'll see. That's all I can say. We'll see, because what if the offense doesn't go out? What if they don't show out and you're in a position where, you know, we're loose. Exactly. So yeah. The thing with this is that I think that the Braves – well, I know. The Braves have to have – offensive production in order for them to win, because I just don't trust this pitching rotation to be able to hold up throughout these playoff series. But I believe more in our offense than defense, I should say. And I'm talking about just the pitching part of it. And so if we can find a way to just manufacture runs and just scrap and just do whatever you can as far as a pitcher, we should be all right, man.
Now, I agree with you as far as the pitching goes. The defense, though, specifically, unbelievable on this baseball team. And that's what I loved about what Bryce Wilson did yesterday. He was striking guys out, sure, but he was also pitching to ground ball contact. And I know that that's not like a pot. It's not what you do these days in baseball as much. You're looking for high velocity and strikeouts and all that. But if you have guys behind you that can play defense like the Braves can, like, using that strategy is a great way to go. And, you know, once they get into their starters that aren't as reliable, whether it's Questgar, Enoa at some point, or it's Kyle Wright or Ian Anderson, like allowing the guys behind you that can play great defense to play great defense, I think is a really good way to go about it. The thing that the play that jumped out to me this week, and I know we talked about it a little bit, but I don't think we gave it the credit that it deserved, especially in a week where we've spent an excessive amount of time talking about a terrible play that the Falcons didn't make, was the play that Dansby and Freddie Freeman made in the ninth inning a couple nights ago.
We talked about it yesterday.
We did, but I don't know if we talked about it enough. Like, that's a heads-up championship play. That's a play that a championship team makes. Like, it, you know, it was kind of a weird freewheeling play. The guy tries to go from first to third, and Dansby covers. Freddie makes the throw. Dansby makes the tag, and they come away with a double play that most teams probably wouldn't have made. Like, that's a credit to Ron Washington. That's a credit to the infielders. That's it. Like, that's just the kind of stuff that when you see it, you think to yourself, yeah, these guys are, I mean, that's it. That's how you win important baseball games in October. And again, you know, we're sitting here talking about whether or not the football team knows the rules of an onside kick. We got a baseball team who's making high-level plays like that, and that's why they're in the playoffs. I mean, that's why they're, you know, for 3 years in a row, are back in the same place over and over again.
Let's see. I mean, they are doing their thing out there. We know that we saw how great Austin Riley's playing at third. I think defensively in the outfield, as long as Ozuna ain't out there, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they got to put him out there, you know, for some reason, you know, just as long as he ain't got to throw nobody out. But I mean, this is all going to boil down to the pitching, Andy. It's going to all boil down to, and not from after Max Fried will these guys, because I'm not worried about Max. For some reason, he has given me enough and showed me enough that I don't have to worry about him right now. But it is the other guys. And who is going to come in when they win this first series against whoever it is? Who's going to be that fourth pitcher? Because you're going to have one in the next series after because they're going to win this first series. But afterwards, you have got to find somebody else. Knocking on wood, brother. I'm like, okay, Bryce, great job yesterday, but you're still on the Wangster wagon. A new hoe, I don't trust you, Pimpin. You like you Uncle Reggie. You Uncle Reggie that was your real uncle's brother, your classmate, and come to the barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Get drunk and knock over the picnic table.
You call him new hoe?
What's his name? A new hoe?
Enoa.
Yeah, him.
Enoa.
Yeah. I don't even trust him. So yeah.
We were talking about the onside kick earlier in the week. You called Alameda Zacchaeus Zucchini.
Yeah, man. Because, dude, I mean, what does it matter what I call you, man? Get the damn ball.
Get the ball.
I'm sure he's a nice man, nice young man. And when he make a play, I'll call him by his name. You notice I call Young Wei Koo now.
We were just me and Brian were talking about there in a commercial.
Huh?
Me and Brian were talking about that. How as long as he's making field goals, his name has been pronounced correctly.
Yeah. He still needed to take out that right number seven, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, he's doing his job.
All right. Let's hear from Dan Quinn, and then I'm going to read you a quote from Dan Quinn that came from his press availability earlier today. Here's Dan Quinn talking about the Bears.
You know, what you've seen from them over their first two games is a really balanced attack offensively. They've really committed in the run game. You see Montgomery and Cohen both having, excellent games in the run game. They're averaging over 140 yards in those two games. So that you feel. They've added some tight ends and Jimmy Graham and Cole Kmet, and they certainly can feature those guys in the right space.
Yes, they have talent on offense. Most teams in the NFL do. Some teams in the NFL are able to maybe look more talented on offense against an inferior defense than they actually are. Maybe we saw that the first couple weeks. Maybe not. Maybe Dallas and Seattle are both going to be incredible offenses all season long. One thing I know is that Mitchell Trubisky is not on the same level as those guys.
No, he's not.
And I really don't want to come in on Monday talking about another, 350-yard, four-touchdown. Man, if they could have just stopped Trubisky. You could say that about Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott, I guess. Not this week. You don't get a pass this week with a quarterback being great because Mitchell Trubisky is not great.
What do you say, Andy? The Falcons defense, everybody get right game?
It has been the last couple of years. Dak Prescott was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week last week. Guess who the NFC Offensive Player of the Week was week one of the season? Russell Wilson. So they're 2-for-2 on that one. If Mitchell Trubisky is the NFC Offensive Player of the Week in week three, I mean, I don't even know what will happen at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't be any fun, that's for sure. Also, here's Dan Quinn's quote from earlier today. He was asked again about the onside kick, but more specifically about him and Arthur Blank not being on the same page. He said, quote, however it comes out and how Arthur and I disagree about how to talk about it, the one thing we 100% agree upon is that it should not have ever happened. We certainly worked through that to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So,
okay.
There's the answer about the onside kick once and for all.
Okay. I mean, what is there to argue with him about? I mean, I know Dan knows that they should have got it on football. Mr. Blank said it doesn't look like they know the rules, which it does. Because that's the only person that you really got to try to convince. And Arthur Blank didn't seem convinced, but I mean, we don't know if that was before or after the conversation with Dan. But now, I mean, you're in a situation where you got to move on from. We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know what was said in that conversation between Arthur Blank and Dan Quinn the other day. Was it, all right, Dan, this is it. This is the last straw. If things don't get better, I'm going to have to let you go. We don't know how that conversation went, but I know if Mitchell Trubisky is in line for NFC Player of the Week honor,
that's going to be a terrible meeting on Monday.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
Can I just say one more thing about the onside kick and then we'll move on, because I know it's over with and all that. But I watched the game. They had the game on NFL Network again last night, and they had it on in real time, right? Like the breaks that they took on NFL Network were the same length as the breaks that were taken during the game. the time between when Zuerlein lined up to kick it the first time and had the ball on the ground and the Falcons called the timeout and when they actually came back and kicked it was a lot. Like, it was a long time to say, all right, that's kind of weird looking. He's going to probably be a different type of onside kick than we're used to. Like,
right. He called a timeout, Andy.
And it was a long timeout, a long TV timeout. Mm-hmm. Very, very much should have been discussed during that. And I don't know if it was or not. And it was kind of talked about. Dan Quinn didn't want to get into the ins and outs of what's discussed on the sideline with Dukes and Bell yesterday. But, damn. Ugh. All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick is going to join us next. The Braves are in the playoffs again. Atlanta United signed a designated player as well. Talk to him about all that. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Final couple segments for us here on a hump day Wednesday, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, you get your questions in now. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Phone lines will be open in 20 minutes. Same number, 404-741-0929. Twitter at TBM929, RandyMac81. What?
Oh, no, I just got this from one of our listeners. He's talking about keto. That's short term. I need to do the blood type diet. It says blood type diet. You should choose fruits, vegetables, tofu, seafood, turkey, and whole grains, but avoid Albies. Man, go to hell.
What? What just happened?
No, one of our listeners, which I appreciated, Blue Hawk, he says, bro, keto, dog, find you and eat right your type or blood type diet and get it popping. Keto is short term.
Oh, I see.
Blood
I
type
see.
Is like, I was like, okay. I mean, that's to each his own. And I just read what they're talking about. It says, okay, fruits, okay, vegetables, tofu, hell no, seafood, okay, turkey, whole grains, but avoid meat. Go to hell.
Yeah, I mean, you need to have a diet that has a lot of meat in it. That's fine.
No. I ain't cutting out my damn meat. All right, I cut everything. All right, I like poke chops. I don't like refried bean syrup or nothing like that, or no tofu burgers. I need something that was actually out in the wild and on somebody's farm and got shot. That's what I need.
If I shot a black bean burger for you, would that make, is that the difference? Or
you got to show me the cow. You got to show me the cow where the burger came out of.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, keto's been working for you, so who cares?
It's working with me. I get my man. I ain't no disrespect to him, but hell no. You talking about some no meat. What's the point of damn eating?
You know who loves meat? Smoking Joe Patrick.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Right.
It's true. When me and Joe went to spring training last year, every meal we had together, there was a... meat was at the center of it. I mean, I'm not telling stories, am I, Joe?
Damn it, Andy. Yeah.
Anyway.
if my mic wasn't muted for that time, you would have heard me cursing when you were making that segue. But it's true. You know, you gotta have meat. That's what
I'm talking like
is,
pork
right?
chops and like charcuterie. We had some charcuterie boards that had salamis. And yeah. Anyway, the Braves won the NL East again last night. When you're thinking about this one and you're thinking about this accomplishment, like, and maybe you've had time to reflect on it, maybe you'll reflect more on it later. What is the most impressive thing that they overcame? Like, damn, I can't believe the Braves actually dealt with this and still won the NL East.
I mean, I think it's the obvious answer. It's the loss of Mike Soroka. He was the guy that was supposed to be the Cy Young competitor, leader of the starting rotation. And it turns out the Braves never lost that guy. They had it in Max Fried the entire time. So tons of credit needs to go to Fried this year with what he's done. I mean, I know we've talked a lot about a guy like Freddie Freeman as a guy who should be getting the MVP. But when you talk about one of the MVPs of this team, it's hard to look past what Max Fried has done. And we've talked about it before, guys. His ability to go out there and put together the performances that he has this season, but to do it under the pressure and the expectation that has been levied on him based on the fact that Soroka hasn't been available, based on the fact that there's been all other kinds of discombobulation in this starting rotation. And he has just been that steady guy that every time his number is called, he gives the Braves an amazing chance to win a game, and they typically do. So, it's hard to overstate how impressive it was for the Braves to overcome the loss of such a key player that was, a guy that was going to be a huge part of this team. Of course, there's all kinds of difficulties that they came over. I want to say, though, having reflected on this season and them winning this NL East crown, it takes me back to, I think it was either the 4th of July or the day before or after, when Brian Snicker, the team had announced that Freddie Freeman tested positive for COVID-19. It was their first time coming to SunTrust Park with all the strange protocols and the spring training 2.0 and all that stuff. And Brian Snicker said that whether it's his team or whatever, any other team, the teams that are going to be most successful this season are the teams that are able to adapt to the crazy conditions that this season presented. And with the Braves, it wasn't so much down to the COVID stuff. I mean, of course, there was some adapting to the protocols and everything like that, but it still rings true what he said at that point, which was that this team was able to adapt to all the different kinds of, tumult that came their way. And it's just, I think it's the most impressive job that Brian Snicker has done as a manager of any of these three NL East titles.
When you look at, and Joe, we know the offense on this team is lethal when it gets going. But we all know the biggest question going forward with this team in the playoffs is definitely going to be the rotation. Last night, Bryce Wilson looked pretty good, man. Mm-hmm. Can we bank on it? Can we bank? And I think that's the biggest thing, Joe, because if it's not him, because one of these guys, him or a new hole, whatever his name is, one of those guys is going to have to fill that void, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that Bryce Wilson did himself a ton of favors last night going out there and pitching the way that he did. What was interesting to me was Travis d'Arnaud said after the game that Bryce Wilson looked about like he was standing about 3 inches taller, just the kind of confidence that he had last night. And I don't know if that was because he knew he was throwing great stuff, what the deal was. Maybe he said that, Bryce said that he's actually had a real boost of confidence in seeing guys like Kyle Wright, who struggled earlier in the season, put it together and really show he's able to be the true self that Bryce has seen down at Gwinnett. And I think that gave Bryce some confidence that he can go up there and do the same thing. Oscar Yanoa, kind of a very similar situation that Wilson mentioned last night. So he's now in the mix to potentially, pitch some postseason baaseball for this team, I think. The Braves, while they obviously they're still struggling in the starting pitching rotation, and then Oscar Yanoa's got this cracked nail that could potentially present a problem. So it's always good to have a guy who's coming off a really good start like Bryce Wilson did to give you some more backup.
Bryce Wilson has played in 5 games for the Braves. He got the save in the 29-9 game because he pitched a bunch of innings at the end of the game. It hadn't started a game since August 11th. And he had a good start yesterday, and now he's in the playoff rotation. Like, if that's not the definition of the ridiculous season, right, potentially, but probably. If that's not the definition of how ridiculous this season's been for the Braves, I don't know what it is. And I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't know. I'd like to see him out there. Worst case scenario is you go into the postseason with all these young guys and they get this experience. Hopefully it works out. But if it doesn't, like, all these guys are going to be Braves for the foreseeable future. This is a long-term benefit for this pitching staff as well, I think.
Yeah, sure. I think that this is going to – I think sometimes you see players in all sports, whether it's baseball or anywhere else, like some guys, when they feel like they have an opportunity to really, make an impact in the postseason, they step up to that challenge and they see it as an opportunity as opposed to – I think for a pitcher it's even different when you're getting an opportunity maybe earlier in the season and you feel like there's pressure on you to have a good start to be able to get that next start. And kind of keep your spot throughout the season. And I wonder if there's maybe a different dynamic at play when you're coming in and it's like, okay, you're the last guy we got. You're going to be pitching for us. Go out there and show us what we've seen at Gwinnett and AAA and minor leagues. And maybe that presents like a different dynamic for a guy like Bryce Wilson, because he's always had, you know, really good stuff. That's always, you know, that's the reason he's getting these opportunities. He has a really hard fastball. The sinker was working really, really well for him last night, according to Darnot. And that's been something that's a huge plus for him, because he's typically a fastball changeup type of guy. And he's always needed to develop that third pitch. If he can get that sinker going, could really, you know, allow all of his other stuff to play a lot better.
We were talking about the MV free. I heard Tanitra say that today, and I loved it and everything. But there's also another guy on the roster. Do you think if it does come down to a few votes for the NL MVP, maybe between Betts and Tatis Jr. and Freddie, that, you know, his own teammate might steal a few from him?
Yeah, you know, that it's always such a funny thing, because when you have a really, really good offensive team, and again, in any sport, sometimes those guys can kind of eat away at each other's individual accomplishments. And yeah, a guy like Marcelo Zuna he's got MVP credentials as well. He's a low-key triple crown contender, honestly. Leads the National League in home runs. He's you know, the way that batting averages can swing wildly in a 60-game season, who knows what could happen. But it's crazy to see how good he's been. But I think that a guy like Freddie Freeman, you know, the people who vote on these awards and the people who know what he's been through with the COVID situation, just coming back, that whole storyline is really something that is really powerful, I think, in this day and age, or just in this moment that we're in. And I think he'll get so much respect for not just the way he's played, but the way he's overcome that challenge and still played to this level. I think that that's going to do it for him. I'd be surprised if Freddie Freeman does not win MVP.
I hadn't thought about that. You're absolutely right. Voters are human. And that's a very interesting narrative.
The baseball writers are dorks, though, man.
That's true. They are dorks, but they are human dorks. And maybe it can tug at the heartstrings. I mean, it's a great point in this season that's obviously impacted by that specifically, for him to have it and overcome it. Quick one for you, Joe. Speaking of individual awards, does Max Fried have to deal tonight to win the NL Cy Young?
Yeah, I think he should win it regardless, but I think, yeah, obviously if he does, he's going to be right up there. I think he's been the best pitcher in baseball. Whenever he pitches, it's like you don't think the Braves are going to lose the game. It's crazy how consistent he's been. Yeah, right. Great. That's a great point, Andy. Yeah, so, I mean, I think he's going to be a contender for the award. I think he should win it.
Yeah. I'm with you. We'll find out. And again, recency bias plays a role in these things because they are human. One last great start tonight could help him. Joe, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Smoking bro. Joe Patrick there with us normally on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Nick Green was with us yesterday, so Joe joined us today. And the Braves are back in the playoffs, so that means we get to talk to Joe a little bit longer on into the fall about the Braves. Right. Obviously, Atlanta United as well. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. What?
We need some questions.
Yeah, we do. We don't really have any. So
stop saying we don't have any, Andy. We do have some. We need more.
We have a lot of them. We just need some other ones. You can also call us at 404-741-0929. Sometimes I snitch. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get you right soon.
Okay. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to close the show out every single day on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Wendy says we have a lot on the text line, so we'll get there in a minute. I got a couple tweets, but Joe is in Dunwoody on the phone.
Joe what up, homie?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good.
Awesome.
I got a question for you. Do you think that Coach Dan Quinn still doesn't know the rule on kickoff, you know, when they do the scribbler kicks? Because on your interview, he said that he's going to let his guys wait the 10 yards. I still don't think that he knows that the receiving team can jump on it at any time. What do you think?
I do think that Dan Quinn knows the rule.
I think he knows. I think he knows that.
And I think he knew the rule Sunday as well. And I think the guys knew the rule. I just think they froze, honestly. I mean, I think, you know, the moment was bigger than the reaction, sadly. And that's sometimes when you make mistakes.
Yeah.
But I think he knew the rule. You know, that doesn't make it any better.
Exactly.
He knew the rule. Great. You know, awesome. All right. So here's one from Matt on Twitter. If you fell asleep today and woke up in the year 2025,
okay,
so, you know, 5 years, what's the first thing that you'd Google? What's the first thing you'd want to know?
If the Dawgs won a championship.
That's exactly the same thing that I said. I would Google Washington Huskies football record. I would want to see if they did. And then as soon as I found out that they didn't, I don't know what I would do after that.
Yeah, me either.
Check in with my family, I guess.
I guess I'll let them know what's up.
Oh, I'm awake now, by the way.
Yeah.
You think that they shave your face while you're asleep for 5 years in a coma, or do they let the beard grow?
I don't know, because you remember on Hard to Kill when Steven Seagal, when he was in that coma, you remember he had that crazy-looking beard?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. But then also other times in movies when people are in comas for a long time, they're clean shaven. I guess it's a decision of the family.
20-year anniversary of Remember the Titans, and
isn't
Wendy still ain't seen it.
Yeah, you got to see it, Wendy. It's really good. Remember the Titans, really good movie.
Your eye coach, Coach Boone. Your eye coach.
Who is your favorite athlete on the planet right now that's active? College, pro, whatever. Who is your favorite individual athlete to watch?
Ronald Acuna.
Me too. Damn it.
Yeah.
Same answer. If it's not Ronald Acuna, then it's Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes is on TV, I'm going to watch Patrick Mahomes play football. How would you rather lose a game? Julio Jones dunks on you to catch it in the end zone, or Todd Gurley runs you over at the goal line?
Probably you got mossed. Because
me too.
When you get ran over like Casey got ran over, it just, you know.
It hurts.
It hurts. First of all, it hurts. And some of your soul is still there. Like his soul is part of it down there. It's part of it. It's still in Dallas.
Yeah, it's on the turf in Dallas. It hurt. I mean, you get dunked on by Julio. At least it's not physically painful. Like, it would suck to watch that on TV, but what am I going to do? I'm a 5'11"-ish white guy with a 10-inch vertical. What's my chance of jumping and getting a ball over Julio? Right. Julio dunks on me. That's the way the game ends. If Todd Gurley runs me over, I mean,
they're gonna I'm going to the hospital.
I got separated, all kinds of stuff. All right, let's get to Wendy. She says there's lots of questions on the text line. Hey, Wendy.
Perhaps I will watch Remember the Titans finally, since it's been 20 years. Maybe I'll do that just to celebrate the anniversary, but probably not. Are sports the same without drinking?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Man, I remembered stuff a lot better in that 9 months when we're talking about games. It's like, man, I have a very vivid memory of a 3-2 pitch that Max Fried threw in the sixth inning. Whereas Sunday, I'll be honest with you, Sunday watching that Falcons game, and then immediately afterwards, there was some whiskey flowing at the house.
Oh, but the great thing about it, though, Wendy, is the text exchange me and Andy were having after the Falcons game, because we were both lit. And you can tell in our responses to each other, we were both hammered.
Yeah, we were. We were like, damn it. You kidding me? We're going to talk about this crap? Awesome. I'm going to go drink and hang out anyway. Yeah.
But
it is definitely not the same. There's no question. It's not the same. It's very different to watch games when drinking.
What is your favorite peanut butter, crunchy or creamy?
Oh, creamy.
Crunchy. Really?
Yeah, I like crunchy.
Oh, I like crunchy too.
I can't stand crunchy peanut butter.
Why?
Oh, God, no.
That's real peanut butter.
Huh?
That's real peanut butter.
I just like peanut butter. I like smooth peanut butter. I like my Jif smooth.
Yeah, I mean, smooth Jif's good, too. I have a choice, I'm taking crunchy.
I mean, just my choice.
My almond butter, also crunchy. That's what I had in my oatmeal this morning. It was delicious.
What's your favorite Outkast CD?
All of them.
Ooh.
You can only have one.
Man, I go back and forth. I think it's Aquemini. I think Aquemini is my favorite.
Aquemini, definitely.
Yeah. Sometimes it's AT Aliens, though. Sometimes it's Southern Playalistic. Most days of the week, it's Aquemini. And today, since it's Wednesday and you're asking me, that's the one. God, they're all so damn good, though. And you know what? People sleep on Idlewild. Idlewild has some great songs on there. There's a lot of silliness on there, too. But
yes,
Idlewild has some great songs on that album, too. Like, if that was just another group's album, you'd be like, damn, that's a great album. But it's Outkast, so you're like, it's not up to the same standard. Even Idlewild has jams on it. It's a great group. Best group.
This is an interesting question that I don't know if Randy will answer. So, Randy, what ex-teammate had the hottest wife?
Oh, I'll never answer that, man. Because I'll be looking at folk old lady now. Everybody, you know, because this is the difference, okay? Like, game day old lady ain't the same as at the crib old lady. Game day, They be showing up Donna better not come to one of my games looking like she at home. Donna would come to the game just like a cow with the pumps on. And I like, damn, you're going to a football game, but you know, and most wives, when it's because you represent your husband. He represents your dude, so they usually come in there looking like a cow.
Well, and a lot of times, correct me if I'm wrong, the families kind of sit together, right?
Like, yeah, they all sit together,
in the same section. Yeah.
Yeah. So you ain't finna let, she ain't finna let somebody else white look better than her.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know. Better come up in that game, and I mean, you better come up in that game with the placals on and the placals with them jeans. And then my jersey, but it's like real small. Ooh, I think we still got that thing up in the closet.
Well, we know what Randy's up to later.
Yeah, man. You come in with them placal jeans and the pumps with my jersey on, but it's like in the kid size.
Yeah, that's hard to beat. I mean, what are you going to do? That's about as good as it gets. And then, you know, say you lose the game. You feel better immediately. You win the game. You win the game, and your wife shows up looking like that to congratulate you afterwards. Yeah, that sounds great. One of the many parts about being a professional athlete most of us will never get to experience.
What movie sequel would you like to get rid of forever?
Coming to America 2, Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Oh, it's terrible. Godfather 3.
Godfather 3. I didn't mind Godfather 3.
Ninja Turtles 3 was awful. Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze, awesome. Ninja Turtles 3, they went to like Japan back in the
day. Yeah, that was raggedy. When they went back in time.
Yeah. You know what was bad? Was Major League 2. Major League 3 was a disaster.
I didn't mind Major League 2.
It was just so cheesy.
Oh,
like,
anything after Lethal Weapon 2?
Oh, yes,
get
that's
rid of
true.
It. Yeah, get rid of it.
There's a lot of them. All right, we got time for one more.
If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
I'd be a dad. I think I said this before. I'd be a lion. Now I sit back, she go get all the food, and I can just sit there and wait for her to get back, and then it's action time. So she comes back, she brings me a damn hyena or a gazelle, and then it's action after I finish eating. So a damn lion.
I think it'd be cool to be a panda. Everybody loves pandas.
Oh, my God. This is a damn panda.
There's no natural predators for pandas either, so you don't have to worry about the food chain.
I tell you what. I tell you what. We'll see if it's a natural predator. You let my lioness go out there and you're a panda out in the wilderness. I bet she bring you home to me. Bet she bring you home to me.
I'm staying away from your lioness.
I bet she bring you home to me.
I'm staying in the safe part, in the panda territory, wherever the
hell
that
is. Hey, bae, go get them.
Pandas are fierce, too. People don't know that.
Fierce and full.
Let's get the takeaway of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Takeaways of the day to wrap the show up. Who knows what they're going to be today? There's a lot of ground we covered. We'll start with Wendy.
I have a couple. Andy was a virgin the last time the Mariners made the playoffs. And I'm with Randy. I ain't cutting out meat either.
You're damn right, Wendy. But go on some damn where with that y'all in this new fancy diet. Hey, if you want to eat like a damn bird, put it on you. But don't bring it over here to these meat eaters, baby. All right? All right, because once all the plants die, you know it's still going to roll around? Some kind of meat.
What are they going to eat?
Each other, Andy. I don't know. I ain't thought about it that far ahead.
All right, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway of the day is that Brian's spicy take today was pretty bland. And my boy, he won't be here tomorrow. Happy birthday, my dude. You know, we'll shout you out tomorrow. But, Andy, happy birthday, early birthday from all of us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just want to say thanks to you guys. Love you guys. 35 was the best year I've ever had in my life, partially because of you, partially, you know, because of the baby. I won't be here. I'll be 36 tomorrow eating Almond Joys being an old man. But thank you guys for making 35 so great.
Oh, happy birthday, Andy. None of my other stuff sentimental here. Kyle Wright is currently riding shotgun in the Wankster wagon. Remember that pavement hasn't lost one battle yet.
Nope.
And Randy, good luck getting that throat loose later today.
Damn, man. All right. Talk to you guys later. Have an awesome rest of the week.
Watch out now!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.